Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Caesar Prayer and Praise. This is Pastor Katisa. We thank you, Jesus. We love Jesus, amen, because he first loved us, amen. And we know how Jesus showed his love. He laid down his life for his friends, for us, amen, so we can have eternal life. And that is love, amen. And love is action, and we want to, you know, come and have this time of prayer and give God praise. We want to come from our scripture first in the book of Philippians, the book of Philippians chapter 1. And let's start with verse 3. It says, I thank my God, every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And he says in verse 7, we'll end in that. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. And I truly believe that about you, saints of God. You share in grace, amen. And we share with each other this gospel, this good news of the message of Jesus Christ. And we are partners. We are partners with God, first of all. But we are partners with each other. That's how we ought to see each other, that we are in a partnership in spreading this gospel around the world. It must go forth. It must not be hindered. Amen. So let us go to God in prayer, worshiping him, giving him praise. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we exalt you. God, we magnify you. You are great. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are the awesome God. There is no one like you. Father God, we just say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Father God, we ask you right now as we come before your throne of grace and mercy. We thank you for making us your children, for making us, God, your inheritance, your people called by your name. And God, we humble ourselves before you, your throne of grace and mercy, asking you to pour out your spirit. God, hallelujah, you're doing it on all flesh. So, God, that we may prophesy in truth, that we may tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ with boldness, with strength. Hallelujah. We proclaim the mystery of the gospel so those who hear will have an ear to hear. Amen, and that eyes will be able to see and their minds no longer blinded by the God of this age. God, we bless your holy name right now. We know it's your will for no one to perish, but all to come to repentance. So God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the laborers in the harvest and also why you send out more laborers into the harvest field. The more workers, God, the better. To you be the glory. God, we praise you right now, God, for those who are missionaries, God, all over the world. We pray for those ministries such as Gospel of Asia and Grace Point Ministries in Africa. Lord God, all over the world, you're doing a great work for your glory, for your praise. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. It's your will that this message will be preached to all nations, and then the end shall come. God, we pray, Father God, for, hallelujah, for your righteousness' sake, oh God, to be, for you to be exalted, for Jesus to be lifted up, and you said you would draw all men unto him. God, we know we are celebrating the resurrection, amen, that is so essential to our faith, God. Hallelujah, because we know that the Lord Jesus sits at your right hand and forever makes intercession for us, the saints. Oh, God, what a beautiful God, what a beautiful thing you have done for us, to your people, for those who believe and call on your name. God, who fear you, God. Hallelujah, you have compassion on us. Oh, hallelujah, God, you do mighty and great things, miracles, signs, and wonders for your praise. Hallelujah. God, we pray for those who are being persecuted. The body of Christ, God, may be persecuted, but we're not destroyed. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We pray for those who need healing in the body. We know by the wounds and stripes of Jesus we are healed. God, you heal us and we are healed. You save us and we are saved. We pray for the brokenhearted, for their comfort, for their peace, for their healing. For you are great and mighty in all of these things, oh Lord God. For those who are in prison and jails because of something they've done, you break every chain, God. Chains that are spiritual, God, in the name of Jesus. God, they are redeemable. Hallelujah, Father God. God, you redeemed all of us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. God, your arm is not too short to save. You work salvation, Lord God. We, your people, stand in partnership and in the gap and help make up the hedge. We are your intercessors. We are your prayer warriors. We are called for such a time as this. Hallelujah, into royalty, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Hallelujah, God, to you we give praise. God, we pray right now, God, so many are in need. Distressful situations, God, need of encouragement, need of strength. But God, we know, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So let us spread this salvation so many will receive joy in their hearts. Amen. And for now and throughout eternity, we set our hearts and minds on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You give us our direction. God, you guide our feet along paths of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Hallelujah, God, for a revival to come. Hallelujah, for our children and youth, Father God, who you protect, who you guide and guard, send laborers amongst them everywhere there is a child or youth to hear the gospel, Lord God. They are the current generation, and they are the future generation to serve you. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the seeds that are being sown. We know the seeds are sown, there are seeds being watered, and you're the one who makes the seeds grow and give the increase. Hallelujah to your name, oh God. We are so blessed, God. We are blessed beyond what we know how to give thanks for. But we come, we enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter your courts with praise. We give you praise, hallelujah, for answering our prayers. Oh, God, you are mighty, you are great, to protect your people, to keep them from harm and keep them from the evil one. Hallelujah. You are the God, amen, who wins our battles, who gives us Jesus. We overcome. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God. Great and awesome is your name. Great and awesome are you, O God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for wisdom. We ask you for wisdom in decisions. We ask you for wisdom, God, in our daily activities. God, you are the God who gives wisdom without measure, Lord God. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That we would turn away from evil. We shun evil, Father God, but we praise and worship and glorify you. Hallelujah is the highest praise. God, we pray for all of those who are listening in, God, that you would fill them again and again with your Holy Spirit. We be filled with Holy Spirit and power, for it is the power to those who believe. It is power that signifies the kingdom, that God sets the kingdom apart from all other religions. Power, God, to live, to walk, and to talk as godly people in holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that you called us to be holy as you are holy. And God, this holiness doesn't come from my own works of righteousness or self-righteousness, but it comes through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who we have placed our faith. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Till we appear, O God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. We long for his appearing. God, we want to be filled with your love, our love protected, O God, and we are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. And while we are spreading this gospel. Amen. We are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. For we know that it is your will. Hallelujah. It is your will for us to be ambassadors. Amen. Of reconciliation. Ministers of reconciliation. Amen. For our own home and family, our own communities, our own nations, hallelujah, and countries. We praise you, Father God. We thank you and give you glory. Thank you for hearing our prayers today. God, the unspoken requests of your saints come before you, and as sweet smelling incense into your nostrils, O God, you receive them and you answer us according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of God. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Amen. Truly, it's always a blessing each week that we join each other in prayer and we come into agreement. Amen. It says in the scripture, where two or three agree on earth, it shall be done. Amen. And whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we lose peace, joy, amen, compassion of God. Be blessed. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Go with God. Amen.